Mishpat. Let's see that the Ben Shai Shish in Parshas Mishpat. Let's read Parshas Mishpat and Parshas Shkalim. Let's read Parshas Shkalim.
It is double Parshas.
It's Mishpat, but we read Shkalim. It's one of the first one of the four Parshas.
Yeah.
Right, because next Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Friday is going to be Adar. You always do the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Right.
This Thursday and Friday. Friday is Aleph Adar. So Thursday and Friday is Adar. Before we're gonna
3 weeks. There were 3 weeks to Purim, right?
Right now, this tomorrow, right? So we have 3 weeks to Purim.
So we read Shkalim and then Para, Amalek, Zatar, and then Machir.
First, we're gonna read Shkalim.
Okay.
Then we're gonna read. Next, we read is Zatar.
Right.
Which means this week we're reading. The next week is off.
Right, the week after that
is going to be Zachar, because we need the Shabbos before Purim. Okay? And then I'm not sure Purim is going to be coming
this week. It will be next week, because Purim is on a Friday this year.
The Shabbos is because this week is when next Purim. Week is Chodesh.
Yeah. Oh, so we still have another week.
You have another week still. So this week is going to be Shkalim, next week is off, the regular Pasha, then it's going to be Zachar. And then I'm not sure how it works out this year. I'm not sure which parshas went para.
And also, Pesach is also on the Friday.
That's right. It goes by Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh is before Chodesh Nisan.
Shabbos Agadol, this year is a lot earlier. It's better. You have that extra week
to
clean your house.
I see Shabbos Agadol is going to be, right, it's easy. Shabbos Agadol is Shabbos, right.
You don't have to worry about eating pita bread like in a little plastic.
Right, this year is the easiest. Because Friday night is
all week.
First night is Friday night. But then the second night of Pesach is Friday night and Shabbos. Go straight into Shabbos. Thursday night, Friday. It's the last day, seventh day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael.
Right. It's we Yom Tov.
No, day because Yom Tov is Friday.
Yom Tov is Friday night. So we have Friday night.
It's no Thursday night.
Thursday night,
Friday.
Friday
ends in the Shabbos. And it goes it's here also.
2 day Yom Tov.
It's going to be a 2 day. Yes, like America also. It's just America. It's 2 days Yom Tov, and here it's just.
Fine.
For 6 days, do your work. Right? For 6 days, you should work. Do you want to Ben Ishchai? For 6 days, do your work. Do you want to Ben Ishchai or no? You're relaxing. Sheshes Yavim, Tasta Masach. For 6 days, you should do your work. So the seventh day, you should rest. You have to understand. Why did they say Tasta Malacha? Do work. Why does it say do action? Right? It's interesting. In Hebrew, the proper way she said was ta'asa malacha, that it does malacha. Not the ta'asa ma'asecha, you do your action. So you do your work.
Right.
Also, furthermore. Why do you have to tell us about the 6 day? Why do you have to be my dia us? Why do you have to teach us that 6 days work? But that is enough. Just tell me, Hal Shvisa. We have a Jew. Just tell me, you're supposed to rest on the seventh day. Why do you have to tell me? Why do you have to tell me about working? I know you're supposed to work on 6 days. And they leave Siach to Shmaya. The Rambam says, "Al Hikshu." They make a hekesh. Pasuk one pasuk says, "Va'asafta deganecha." One of the things you gather in your grain. It sounds like you get a lot of bracha. You get bracha. Right? So Lomar biyotcha. You're going to grate in your hand. You're going to do it. You're going to work. So it sounds like you're going to have to do the work. Even when Hashem gives us stuff, it sounds like you have to work for it. There's another pasuk that says, "For amdu zarin, they will stand stranger, they will pasture your sheep." The mashma says, "Mashma, yabducha am." The nations will do the work for you. So how does it work? What's the bracha? What's Hashem's bracha does? That we're going to work and we'll be successful. Or we're not going to do anything. They're going to work for us. As Chazal asked, "What are brachas?" The Teretzu and they answer, "Kan ba'aisin retainer shalmakov, kan ba'ainer to retainer shalmakov."
The second verse says, "What the goyim will work for us."
For amduzarim, the stranger will stand their own. They will pasture tzenichem, your sheep. They'll work for us. So, what's Hashem's bracha to us? That we'll work, we'll be successful, or that the other people will work for us? So it says it depends.
Right, depends on mitzvahs and how we're acting.
Over here, we're doing the Ratzon of Hashem. So then, even other nations are going to work for us. Kan ve'einu to retain shalmakom. Here's where we're not doing the service, the will of Hashem. And not only that, elo shemalechas achirim nasas al yado. So it says not only that, we even have to do the work of their people. that one, we don't do Hashem's Ratz, and not only they don't work for us, Shemalechas Acherim, other people's work, Nasa Al Yadam, has to be through them, through the Jewish people. Just say, like there's another passage that says, Vavat Esayom, you work for your enemies. Chaneska Brachas Laflam Abba, bring Laflam, Viesh Laflam. Masai says, Zer Rezu Shalva Avat Esaydecha. When do we see this Zer that you work for your enemies? Shalai El Mitzrayim Dafka. It was usually Mitzrayim. Because even in Sha'agla, even in the other Kalas, we don't find the Jews who actually have to be actual slaves. And even if we do, if you don't care, it's a little bit, very, very minute amount. The minority was that Jewish people had actually become slaves. So what is this curse that you have to work for your enemies? Basically, that curse was basically when we're in Mitzrayim. So, Eich Yemekin, I'll call this Yisrael. So why is it going on Klai? So, I mean, the Torah is given. They say there are going to be times that if you don't do good, you have to work for them. We don't see this so much, that we have to actually work for the guy. Anyway, what's the pshat? The tchilas priya sa'adam, that the original creation of person, originally, by hitalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shum avayda gashmas ba'ilam azeh klap. We had no avayda gashmas, physical work at all. Adam Rishon was made, came into the world. There was nothing. Ela asa sha'aretz, taisi perseh, b'li avayda. Hashem made the ground, could have made for without working. You don't have to work. Gab taisi darish shalom. She'ezer avayda, came out with full, complete things. It's like Chazal say, oh, it's going to be in the future, in the time of Mashiach. Shetotzi ha'aretz kulus kares u'klemeos. The land is going to give out, bring up loaves of bread. Shabbos haflam, right? Not going to go plant the wheat, grow the wheat, cut it down, harvest it, make it into flour, bake the flour, nothing. The trees are going to grow bread. Go in the morning, go out, you want fresh bread, go to your backyard, pick bread, right? Anywhere else?
Will be hacked up.
What?
Will be warm.
Fresh.
It'll be on the trees.
Some will be fresh. No worries, you'll still have a toaster if you want. If you leave it for too long, it becomes toasty. You gotta get up early enough so you get.
Right.
I don't know how it's gonna work. It's now it's gonna be good, it's gonna work out.
Wake up at 2 in the afternoon, he's stale already.
Yeah, you can't eat that. Yeah, but then you have lunch already coming out. Yeah, you know, corn, and corn on the cob, and everything.
Bugs.
Bodet. No bugs. You can eat bugs, baby. It's gonna work out. It says also your kalim. It said like your wool garments, but anymore, also your kalim are going to grow. You're not going to have to go shopping. Oh, you have to go make a vessel. And everything will come from the ground. You're not going to have to go to the Gemara over there. You're not going to. You want a shirt? You'll get your clay summer. It will grow on trees. It says your clothing. You need a suit. Fine, go pick up suit. Try pick whichever suit fits you off the tree. If you want tomorrow, you get a new one. Get your new clothing off the tree. Pick them off the tree. So we're not going to have to work, right? So who had to work then? Who had to do all the things that we need to be done in this world? And it's before the Chet Adam Rishon. You know who had to do all that work? The Nachash. That's why he worked it. Then we sinned, we fell into his trap, we became like him. That's what happened. The Nachash used to do all the things that... All the necessity, whatever was necessity that we have to work, the person had to do, it's the Nachash job. He was our Eved, he was our slave.
Why? This is
Hashem made. Hashem made it originally. If we would have not sinned, Hashem made it. You don't have to work. Why do you have to work? You only have to work because you sin. You need to do tshuva. It's all for kabbalah. If you don't sin, just serve sin and serve Hashem.
The snake, nobody else. According to that, right? He doesn't sin anymore.
He prays for the kabbalah and hedges, for the snake.
It
says chamasha chaval shamash kadosh b'chulu b'vua nachash. He says referring to nachash. Says these to be before the chet admarish. These to be a shamash. We had a shamash, a servant doing everything for us, taking care of all our needs, pay our bills, anything that you have. Certain things we didn't have to do. The fruit already, the bread could grow off the tree. Anything you need to do, certain things you need to do, you had a slave to do it. The nachash was our slave, our human slave. Got a nachash, do whatever you need. It's a personal robot, you do whatever you need. Go to the post office, go, take the thing, walk, come back. He had some type of seichel, whatever. What happened was chaval, we fell into his trap. Now, we have to work hard. Yeah, because the nachash is in chaval over there. So you're saying, good question. So why is the Nachash get everything for free? We still have to work. The Nachash is not fair, so the Nachash...
Well, but he's getting dirt. Oh. He's not getting anything.
So Chazal say, what's it like? It's the Nachash is like, let's say, you have... Basically, Hashem says, I'm not even interested in hearing from you. Just eat dirt. You have dirt as much as you want. You have as much shefa as you want. I don't want to hear from you. Right? That's much worse, right? So us, even though we have to work, but now Hashem still wants to hear from us. We got to get involved. And daven to Hashem and say, my work's not going good. So basically, by us working, we're closer to Hashem. by having to do nothing, the nachash is much worse off than us. That's the truth. Even though it seems like he has a better, because he can eat dirt whatever he wants, really he's worse. Hashem, like, I'm not interested in you. Take whatever you want, and don't talk to me. I don't want to look at you. Don't complain to me. Don't talk to me. And I don't want to hear from you. It was different. It was coming in a way more of love. It sounds like Hashem was giving. Sometimes Hashem just makes dirt. It's like, just take your dirt. It's all over the place. It's coming as a klal and not as a bracha to me. That was his curse. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how it works. So first of all, other Rishon didn't have to work. He could just do a Vayis Hashem a whole day, serve Hashem, daven and learn Gemara, do Spilos and sit the hill, and didn't have to worry about anything, right? But other is a mighty serve. So that's the first thing from other Rishon had. First of all, what other Rishon had, he didn't have to work. All the Gashmis and stuff. Also another mighty. Where was he? Wasn't in this Rishon. He should be getting. He was sitting in Gan Eden. But Malachi Asher is totally like Basar. You know what I said? He's having barbecues. He was relaxed in Gan Eden, enjoying Gan Eden.
He wasn't
having barbecues. He wasn't. The Malachi Asher is totally like Basar. They'll make the barbecues. I don't know, there's a Chazal over there, Gemara, Sanhedrin, look up the Gemara in the Testament of Beis, that says the Malachim, it was probably spiritual. I don't think in Gan Eden he wasn't eating regular steaks. But the point is, he had a good. Point is, he had a good day, he made a good wine. Other Rishon had a good. For about a couple of hours, basically. He's in Gan Eden.
He was roasting vegetables.
They're making
it.
Basar. Other Rishon ate meat. He's the first non-vegetarian. Other Rishon.
What?
Nachon, it's spiritual, but it's the way we understand. But Other Rishon is the first non-vegetarian. Right, so it's really brought down. I guess it's more spiritual, because it's brought down no one ate meat until now. Yeah, Other Rishon, he didn't do anything physical. His whole job was to serve Hashem spiritually and not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, basically. That's his job. She came by mitzvah that save a lamin. Into the mitzvah that save, and the lights that save, and obviously in a way that you can do in Gan Eden. However, it will translate in that form. Question: Alex said, "Any chayu b'Gan Eden? I'm going to leave him in Gan Eden. Avdul Shomer to protect it, to serve it, to protect it." Which means he had v'darsha b'tzeis. The Gemara, the Medrash says, "La avdul." He had to do the. What does it mean? He had to of them said, "Adam Rishon, I'm leaving in Gan Eden. La avdul Shomer to serve it and to protect." What are you doing in Gan Eden? Not planting trees. So la avdul means he used to do the mitzvah, positive mitzvahs. Lashamar means he protected himself from doing the negative commandments. He had to do what this is saying, let's say. According to this, imagine Adam Rishon would have never done a sin. We don't have to steal the physical at all. Because really, would it be our business? It's not put on us to start doing Gashmi and stick of work. And while us in the future, after Atikun, Vada Itachsar Atal Yashna, certainly the crown will go back to really originally it was. But you're not going to sit there, you're not going to have to go to work anymore. You're not going to have to go put in locks into the doors anymore. It's not your business. Our business is changing locks. We call Atik to change the lock. We call the guy to change the locks for us. Not our business to change locks. You can say, I'm going to banish Rai. I said, love it. But who do love the Tchilas Habriya? It's not put on you. Therefore, Bismanch, so now we understand the way it works. If we're doing 100% service of Hashem and everything's in the perfect situation, we don't need to work at all, nothing. Like what by other reason, like in the time to come. Right? So basically, it's basically like a seesaw. The more we serve Hashem, the less we have to work. Therefore, Bismanch, we're not doing Hashem's rushing at all. So you're not dealing with spiritual. So what are you doing then? You're hoping that you don't have to work is so you could do spiritual. If you're not working spiritually, then go work. Then go work. You have to gather in their group. Then if you're not doing Hashem's Ratzon, as you have to go to learn, you have to do it yourself. You have to do other people's work. And then right, saying, really, we're supposed to just serve Hashem, right? Before the Chet Adam Rishon, after Shia, right? And everyone else is supposed to work for us, right? Says the minute we have to work, we're ready to do other people's work. That's a kavod, right? The minute we're starting to work, because we're supposed to just serve Hashem. So the minute we're starting to work, we're ready to do it's other people's work, because we're not supposed to be doing it. This that you're dealing with is all your enemies, because it's like I said, you're A stranger will stand up, the elder, pasture your sheep. So even if you're doing it yourself, it's kind of you're serving your slave, you're serving your enemies, because you're doing your enemy's job now. So you're serving them, you're helping them do their job. Oh, you do it's known. Shmir Shabbos, Mesugal like Allah. Right? Shmir, keeping Shabbos brings the Geula. Because then the whole thing of the world will be completed. That's what it says. Sheshes yamim tasa secha daika. For 6 days you should work. For 6 days you know you're going to work. You can start working on the real work which is put on you. It's a to be spiritual work. All the physicals be put on other people. Now, how are you going to merit to this? How are you going to merit to Teshus Yom and Teshus Yom Tasa Ma'asecha? What is he saying? 6 days do your work. What's your work? Your work is to work in the Ruchnis, in the spiritual, not in the physical. And what merit we give Zechat to the Geula? That's going to be by Yom HaShvi'i Tishpais, in the merit of keeping Shabbos. Kishmiru Shabbos Mizugelis Lahashma Tikkun. Kishmiru Shabbos as a school the world could complete its Tikkun. To make freedom for the Jews. Then we're going to merit L'chiris B'nei Tzahara to freedom. He's not going to make a sin anymore. Now this is what it says. Everything I tell you should keep. He's kind of will fulfill the pasuk. That's Ruach HaTomah Avim in our eyes. Hashem is going to take away the Ruach HaTomah. No more Yitzaharas for all our titans. Then it says V'Shem L'Kim HaChirim, which is the Sitra Achor L'Lay Taskiru. The other side is not going to have a reality in the world at all. So again, we started off speaking about why didn't say Sheshes Yom for 6 days work and the seventh day rest? Just tell me the seventh day rest. Don't tell me 6 days work, right?
But what are we resting from then? If we're serving Hashem for 6 days, what are we resting from?
So it's saying like this: eventually Sheshes Yom Tasa Masecha, you'll be zeichah to do your own work for 6 days and work in spirituality. If you rest now on the seventh day, you'll merit to the geula that you'll be able to. That the 6 days you'll do your work, which is really spirituality. You don't have to do so much physical work. Now, also we understand why it says ta'ase ma'asecha. Originally, why say for 6 days you should do your action? Just say do your work. Say no. Ta'ase ma'asecha, you're going to do the act. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. Now you do all the physical. Then you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Ta'ase ma'asecha. So that's the way Rebbe Shachar explains his psukim very beautifully. Which means now also the more we try to act in the spiritual, the less. It's a flip scale, right? The Gemara says adam la'amal yula. A person is born to work. Right? And the wise, maybe for work stam or maybe for a tire. If it's possible, you should work for tire. But the Bible would say flip. It's a flip side. If I want to put more toil into tire, then the garbage won't rip. I won't have to start cleaning up the whole garbage. Yeah. I'm going to have to toil a certain amount anyways. We have to work anyway. We can't be lazy. We want to be lazy. Anyway, we're going to work. So, basically, it comes that the more we work in spirituality, the less we have to work in the physical. Right? That's what the Mishnah says to others. Kolhab Makabal of Altar, someone who accepts the yoke of Torah on that, meaning coming, I want to learn Yeshiva, I want to learn on the mountain, then they take away from him the Altar Acharis. They take away from the, and say that they, from the government people bothering him and from the work, that yoke that you're going to have is taken away from you. Because we're going to have a yoke either way. Therefore, it's Kedai to try to work harder in spiritual so that we don't have to work so hard in physical. Because it's all a curse, it's all a flip side. Shem Shem Hapas Bez Hashem. Oh. Aleph, mechlal avos malachos and hubis eitzotim, included in the avos malachos which a person does, tamid constantly is taicha is grinding. We're always involved in grinding, like we're going to see soon. We're always busy grinding. We're always grinding. The yesh la taladas harbin. There are many taldas sheim etzuyim ofei adam ba'ais bei meichal. There are many things that usually we do during the week that we don't realize. You think I'm not a grinder? Yeah, we grind a lot of things. Therefore, remember very greatly. First is to make great reminders, so they shouldn't transgress them. Even though the actual Isser Deraisa is to grind up beans and grain, I'm not sitting there grinding up my wheat and barley on Shabbat. I'm not making flour. I don't do it during the week so much. However, in Kol Gidulei Karka, anything that grows to the ground, Isser Teicha. Peiros, Yerakos, which are food. Yeshua, so anything that's food, they're going to have an Isser Teicha. Why? Why? Since in that type of food there's going to be grinding, therefore to grind up is also us to grind on Shabbos fruits and vegetables, which that would be much more common because to grind fruits and vegetables.
Right. Small, baby food.
Also, you're not allowed to cut vegetables too small. You want a nice Israeli salad. You want the pieces to be small. It's usher to cut the vegetables too small. Different types of figs and different things. If you're slicing, it's fine, but you're cutting it for a salad, so make sure not to cut it too small.
Isn't like grinding more like a single blade thing?
Not necessarily. Here we say tarchin. Not necessarily. Here we're saying that even the cut being very thin is also considered grinding. It says if a person cuts them too thin, it's considered tarchin. But you're allowed to take, crumble up the pieces of bread very small for the little tiny garland. But if you're a baish, that's what other. There's a rule, you can't grind something. There's no issue of grinding after it was ground. So if you have a food which is already ground, you can't re-grind it. If you have a little piece of bread, cutting a piece of bread into small tiny pieces to give, let's say, a little child or to feed your animals, that's fine because there's no grinding after grinding. There's no issue of grinding after grinding.
We're still on olive, right?
We just finished the olive. That is if you're grinding it, doctor. Comes in the halacha, it says there are some heterim to grind to cut very thin. Yeshayman, the in iser lachtach peiros birakas daktak. There's no iser prohibition to cut them very thin. Ela bechaytech umaniach besuda acharis lebeva yoyim. Only if you're cutting it and you're leaving it for another suda, a different suda that day. Avalim oichod la'alter tevshal achas ve'eating right away. Or he also holds with it in 1 hour. Mutter lachtach daktak is mutter to cut it very thin. Just like by Bayer, we said if it's for that immediate suda within an hour, he said it was good enough.
But we don't hold that, right? That there's immediate grinding. Tochen miyad is mutter. We don't hold that.
He says the arhatirin the yesh machmir lesser left.
There's yesh omri, but it's not how we.
I don't know exactly how Ashana Paskin.
Like you could make a small, very thin Israeli salad. No, you're supposed to slice bigger than.
No, it sounds like he's really saying right. It sounds like he's saying you shouldn't do it. Correct. He's saying, Yish Machmir lesser lechel daktak. He says, just like by Bayer, right? We said, as long as within an hour of the beginning of your Suda is good enough, right? We said in Bayer. Doesn't matter if you, right? As long as by the beginning of your Suda, if your beginning of your Suda is in an hour, you could cut them very thin. He always says, Yish Machmir lesser lechel daktak. There are those who make it asr, b'chal gav, nafil lechel, even to eat it right away. However, makam shenagu hetzer, if they have a minute to be makel, to be lenient, elim chazjen, you cannot be lenient. Here, we should warn them. If you see people doing this, don't tell them you're not allowed to do it. Make sure you're eating it within an hour. Make a salad. So he's saying in Baghdad they were makel. To warn them, don't do it for another suda, which is after an hour.
But if you're making and you have leftovers, it's okay, right?
Like we said by Bar, yeah. We said if it's an amount, or let's say right. We said by Bar also, if you want to
make a normal amount, but you just have to have leftovers.
Right, even to fill the plate, we said is good. Right, even if you want to fill the plate, so look nice for the guests, it's also mutton.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So you could take, let's say, a cabbage head if it wasn't a problem for bugs and stuff, and you could chop it all and make like coleslaw.
It seems like quite the head, yeah. If you hold this mutter, my sis could come around. Right, fine, so be careful. That's the most common case. People are cutting salads, they're cutting pickles.
Right, you chop garlic, right? Like garlic, very. Usually garlic cut small, because you want like small pieces.
It's also a problem to cut it too small. Whatever, if you make maker, it depends. If you hold, some people are machmer, some people are maker. It's the same thing.
Me, now you cut garlic to get small amounts.
Then what?
When you cut garlic. Small piece that can be cutting it.
Right. So if you're going to cut garlic, then you should cut it within an hour of the suda. You're right. If you're going to cut it very small. But, however, we have to note that this iser First of all, so one night there is, some people don't hold it's the usher if you do it within an hour of the meal, correct?
Yeah.
Because chop your salad very thin within an hour. Secondly, the usher is only by gedulei karka, things that grow from the ground. Therefore, if you have eggs, you're allowed to mash your eggs for egg salad, making it the egg salad, it's not a problem. A basar bevushal, I tell you, cooked or roasted meat, gvina or cheese, any gedulei karka, they don't grow from the ground. What they're allowed to stack, you're allowed to cut it for that thing. I feel well by because even in the morning to the afternoon. So therefore, you could take a cheese and chop the cheese very small. However, you're not like a great cheese in a grater. For a different reason, why can't you use a grater or a chop? So I'm allowed to cut cheese very thin. Why can't I use a grater?
It has to be if it didn't grow from the ground and if it's cooked or something, right? Like you can't take like boiled carrots and start mashing.
Right, because it's cooked in the ground.
Correct, that's what I'm saying, even though it's cooked.
Correct, doesn't help if it's cooked.
Why can't the great cheese?
Oh, however, you're not the great cheese. We said you're allowed to cut it very thin. Also, a little bit of a mire carrots, I'm a yukal or mechal, and the greater that's specified. I feel like that. The matzah of the kachal looks like you're doing something with weekday. Certain things, halachic usher, you're not doing anything that looks like a weekday action. It makes it feel a weekday. Even though they're not doing Isser, it's called, it looks like you're doing Ovdan Nechal. And people can say, oh, you can grate cheese, so you can also do other things which are Isser. Could he also, there's another problem over there, that Kishrika Samanim, Machteshlohan, it's like grinding up the Samanim. And the Gurenu Sakri has a lot of Derechal. Rather cut it, slice it very thin with a knife. You want to do like grating, sit the grating like with a knife, you could do that, but not with a grater, because it looks like you do something that you do during the week.
What's the issue then, like exile and stuff to make with the Shinui?
Or guacamole.
Right.
Guacamole
is
around, it's
true.
Right, so that one, no problem. But like egg salad, what's the issue then? You have to do it with the shinui, make it with the back of the hand, or make, you know, with the back handle of the spoon. What's
the issue? It says according to this, you could, right? It's like,
if it's eggs, then you can. It's not
techen,
according to what he's saying. It's not
you can mash it up
anyway,
right? Take that spoon and just mash it up.
According to what he's passing, there's no
techen,
it's only like a
little character,
right,
yes. So, yeah.
That's a very acceptable. What other things would you mash up that don't come from the ground?
Chicken, eggs.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good.
Any animal product, basically.
What animal product are you grinding up that would make a salad? Or
chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
You get leftover chicken, cold, super sweet chicken. You know, make chicken salad.
Good.
To the salad.
Right, but also you can grind it up, smash it as much as you want.
Mash it up a little bit more. Like they're making like my son's oatmeal, so we have to do it a separate, different way.
That's because you're mixing it with other. That's a different problem.
Right, that's more mixing.
And you're cooking.
No, it's not cooking. It's just that water. You just add cold water.
Cold water, or hot water.
Cold water. It's not cooking.
Well, obviously, if it's cold water, it's not cooking. Who makes something with cold water?
That's how you think.
So what are we saying? So we're saying that there's a problem. But it's not the problem of Tochen.
It's three criteria then for Tochen. It's cooked, not from the ground, and immediate.
What cooked? We say it's cooked.
Yeah, it's
stand, if it's not from the ground, why is it cooked? Just stand, if it's not from the ground.
What else are you going to mash up? It has to be cooked.
I'm saying fine, it's not really
criteria. Chicken would be monks.
Fine, say, obviously I'm saying fine, it's not fine. That's what would come out. I'm saying the main thing is it has to be from the ground. If it's on the ground,
not from the ground,
you're allowed to cook. Not from the ground, it's your allowed to grind. There's no issue. You say technically speaking, come here, right?
What about like these like hydroponic things that like sprouts?
I like to sit up from the ground.
Mushrooms. Can you chop a mushroom? Or it comes from the ground, right?
It's gizule karka.
Mushrooms are fungus.
I understand, but pasta, I don't know. It's a good question. If mushrooms, I don't know. It's a good question. If that's considered gizule karka. Fine, it's a good question. I don't know.
Depends if you're eating the mushrooms for the taste or just for the effect, you know?
Bobby doesn't know about that. Xbox.
It's like medicine.
Xbox.
You can't think of the shops because it's medicine, that's what. Fine, you can't grind up peppers also. The same thing, you can just do it with a knife. One second, if I'm able to stop up here and go to the next one. Yishkaya, Baruch Hashem.
It
works.
Just, I mean, you have to just do it halfway or two-thirds of the way. So it's easy to do it.